This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Well, the weather's been pretty kind to us this week. The smell of your neighbour's barbecue is in the air, and Paula has got this great recipe for burgers unlike anything you've tasted before. Beef burgers with cheese, dill pickles and homemade burger sauce. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. All the better for knowing, even though I'm not going to taste it, that you're making gourmet burgers today.
Well, these are proper burgers. I don't know about gourmet, but this, I have to say, the smell in this kitchen is incredible. It's beautiful. You know that lovely meaty smell?
Do you know somebody said to me during the week, somebody said, you see when Paula McIntyre's talking to you and doing the cooking? She says, I have this picture of her lying up on a big chaise longue in her kitchen, rattling a few pans, clicking a few bits of cutlery, no food to be seen in sight at all, and just having a laugh.
I know. I'm honestly cooking this, seriously. You can hear the pan there, can you?
Oh, I can hear a sizzle. Burgers. Fair enough. I can hear a sizzle.
Got the burgers on the pan here, John.
So what kind of meat in the burgers then?
Right. The thing about them is they're full of beef and flavour. So there's a wee bit of work in these burgers. You know the way you would normally do a mince? This is rump steak and you have to hand chop it. So if you cut it up into strips, I know, John. But maybe if you have a nice butcher, he could. It didn't take long, honestly. Ask for rump steak strips and then just chop the strips.
So you're chopping the strips up again till they're like
Just chop them
squares.
Till they're really small. Now you want them good and small, and then when you've got your meat chopped up as sort of as wee as you can, really ask your butcher as well for a bit of a bone marrow, and take the bone marrow out of the with a teaspoon or the back of a teaspoon, scoop the bone marrow out and chop it up and through the meat.
So hold on. So is bone marrow? And this is probably a stupid question. Bone marrow is a liquid then?
No, it's not. If you get a solid bone, right, from the butcher, if you get it for your dog, and ask them for a marrow bone, I know the middle of it all is marrow, that middle bit, that's what you want to scoop out and chop that up, and that's your fat, that's like butter. So chop that up really small, or put that into the freezer, scoop out, put it into the freezer and finely grate it into your burger.
Uh-huh.
That's your key, and for 500 grams of steak, you've only got 50 grams of bone marrow, but that just makes the difference and you get that lovely buttery, fatty smell from it. And then in that as well, I've done an onion, just grated it, coarsely grated it, a clove of garlic, bit of salt, and then an egg yolk. We'll bring it all together. So, and you just press them in, and I've got them on the pan here now, John. They're cooked, and then what I did was put a wee bit of grated cheese on top of them, and then I've got I've upturned a metal bowl on top of that. And what that does, I saw this at a food festival a couple of years ago, it sort of steams your burger. It's not going to get dried out and your cheese will melt beautifully over the top, and then a wee bit of the cheese will land into the juices at the bottom. And then all those juices that you get out of the burger, you don't want to lose them. Just, so if you can hear this now, I've just put a wee lid on that. It's an upturned bowl, or you could put if you had an old saucepan lid, a good big saucepan lid, put it on.
Do you have one for each burger if you're doing four burgers?
I've, No, I've done them in the pan here. A big bowl over the top, big metal bowl. Don't put a plastic bowl on it, and then, you know, because that'll stick and there'll be a crying match. So the other thing that I love in a burger, I know a lot of people don't like these, contentious, you know, the dill pickles.
Yes.
I love it. I think to me that's the true essence of an American burger, is the dill pickles. I've made some, so got a cucumber, finely sliced an onion, and then just put that into a Kellner jar. And then you've got cider vinegar, water, a bit of sugar, salt, lots of chopped dill, mustard seeds and turmeric. Toast the mustard seeds, add the liquids, add the salt, add your turmeric. When the sugar has dissolved, add the dill and pour that all over your pickles till they're submerged. And they're beautiful, John.
And just let that chill.
I've got a jar here for you.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you know what? Somebody asked me during the week, was a pickle a type of vegetable? And I said, no. And they went, well, what is it then? And I thought, actually, I don't know.
Pickle is just anything that's
been pickled
into an acid. And normally, if I'm doing a pickling liquor, I use a good cider vinegar, water, bit of sugar and salt, and just bring that up to the boil, and that's your pickle. You can pickle anything.
A pickling liquor. You should have that on sale. That should be Paula McIntyre's pickling liquor.
Pickle.
Wow.
And then
I'm feeling the 4th of July. That's what it is,
good.
You see.
It is. Very good, John. And I've got a wee sauce here, just a burger sauce that you can buy. But mayonnaise, ketchup, bit of mustard, some of the pickling liquor.
Paula McIntyre's pickling liquor.
Paula McIntyre's pickling liquor. A bit of Worcester sauce and a bit of chilli. And then I'm just going to whisk that all around. That's lovely.
Sounds gorgeous and
great.
Easy
that's
to do as well.
Everything that
and
you
we have a chilli. Did
they
tell you I've been growing a chilli plant in lockdown?
No.
Yes, and it's about 2 foot tall maybe, and there are two big massive green chillies on it at the minute. And I've been tickling it, as I was told that you have to go around and tickling it, and ideally wearing a bee suit. Now, I didn't go as far as wearing the actual bee suit, and now there are two chillies on it. I'd say they're good 4 inches long.
So somebody told you to put on a bee suit and tickle the chilies, John? Yeah.
Is that not what you do, no?
I don't know.
Was he winding
never
me up?
Heard of that. Maybe.
Alan, if you were winding me up, I'm going to kill you.
I mean, I don't understand the bee suits.
I had I had the Flight of the Bumblebee on in the background and all the rest going around and tickling.
Oh, John.
I'm
into it. I have an apple tree and when it's dry, I water it every night and give it a wee pat and talk to it. Yeah, that's working. Why not?
I am so excited that those burgers sound delicious. Gourmet burgers, wee bit of bone marrow, rump steak with the cheese, the homemade dill pickles and the burger sauce to die for. That is just class. Paula McIntyre. And I look forward to seeing Paula face to face sometime soon and tasting some of her food in person. I tell you, it's been a very long wait. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.